कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। सो वी वेलकम यू एट द प्लेस कॉल्ड प्रेम सरोवर। बोलो हरि बोल। दिस इज अ वेरी वेरी ब्यूटिफुल प्लेस, इजन दैट ब्यूटिफुल? वेरी वेरी ब्यूटिफुल अष्टकोनी ऑक्टेगोनल ब्यूटिफुल पॉन्ड कॉल्ड प्रेम सरोवर। दिस प्लेस इज इन बिटवीन अ फॉरेस्ट कॉल्ड प्रेम वन, फॉरेस्ट ऑफ लव। And in this place, before this pond was formed, first time Radha and Krishna met here. Radharani and Gopis were playing hide and seek, luka chupi, blindfold, right? Blindfold, in which one person is blindfolded and everybody else goes and hides, and that person is turned round and round and round and left alone, and then that person has to find somebody who is hiding. Then that person who is caught will be blindfolded and others will hide. So one sakhi was blindfolded and everybody else went to hide, all the girls. And Radharani went in this forest. At that time this forest was so thick that even in daytime it would be like night time. So thick forest was there. So Radha went to hide in that forest. And when she went to hide in that forest, suddenly when she entered she saw a beautiful small blue boy with yellow dhoti and peacock feather and a flute in the hand. She saw him and he saw her. She saw him and he saw her. And looking at her beauty, he fainted there. He wanted to do some interaction, to talk, express his love. But he fainted before that, getting overwhelmed with loving sentiment at first sight of Radharani. So she was subtly surprised to see this beautiful boy. Before she even talked to him, he fainted. So she ran to him to protect him, to save him. But suddenly, the girl who was blindfolded found somebody and caught somebody. And then Lalita was shouting, "Radhe, Radhe, please come, 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 we found somebody, we found somebody. Come back, come back." So she was in two minds, shall I go or not go? Shall I go or not go? But then the calls were so many times. They called her so many times that finally she left the boy unconscious and went. But when she went, she felt very, very guilty. That why did I leave that boy unconscious? I should have saved him. I should have done something for him. How can I be so cruel? For the sake of game, I just left him and went. And she was very repentful. She went back, but she didn't find that boy. So she was very sorry, very morose. She went home, and that day onwards, she stopped eating and sleeping and drinking and talking and playing. She was only sitting in her palace on her bed and only crying and crying and crying, not playing with dolls, not playing with toys, not eating anything, not talking to anybody, not going to play with her friends. So 1, 2, 3 days passed, and it became very serious because one day is fine. Today also is not fine, but okay. The third day also same thing happened. She called Lalita. So Lalita, this girl Radhe is not eating anything. What has gone wrong? Did you fight in the play? Was she upset somewhere? So then Lalita said, "I will have to see. I'll talk to her." And Lalita went inside the chambers and asked her, "What happened?" She said, "That day when we were playing hide and seek, I went in the bush and I saw one blue boy. And looking at me, he fainted. I felt so much love for him at the first sight. Before I could talk to him, he fainted. And I wanted to save him, wanted to revive him. And you all called up so many times that I had to rush to you. And I'm feeling so guilty and so sad and so morose that I don't want to live anymore." In the meantime, after some time, Radharani left. That boy also came up to consciousness. There is Krishna. And he saw around, he didn't see the girl anymore. So felt very sad. So he went home very sad. And he stopped eating butter, stop playing with his friends, stop talking to anybody, stop going out to herd his calves. And same anxiety was with Mother Yashoda also. And then here Radharani, when Lalita met her, she told him, "Don't worry, I will find a solution. Don't worry for this problem." And so she started going to Nandagaon, straight went to Nandagaon, and that time Yashoda Mata saw Lalita coming and she said, "Oh Lalita, please come. My son is not eating anything. He stopped talking to anybody. He's so sad. He's only crying and crying and crying. Please do something." Lalita said, "I want to meet him alone. Please leave me alone." "So do whatever you want. I don't mind, but please make him eat something and play." So then Lalita went and talked to him, and Krishna told her, "That day when I went, I was walking, walking and walking, I went, entered a bush, and suddenly I saw a beautiful girl with blue sari and pink blouse, with lotus eyes, such fair, effulgent, golden in color, and instantly fell in love with her. And the love for her was so spontaneous and so great, I felt unconscious. And when I woke up from my unconsciousness, the girl was not there. And I don't know where she has gone, from where she had come. Was she a true girl? Was she a dream? Or was she a fairy? Who is she? I want to know. And that day onwards, I don't feel anything worthy to eat or drink or to do or to talk or play. I'm simply longing to see her. I'm not able to sleep also." So she said, "Don't worry, I will do the needful." So she took Krishna out and told Yashoda, "I need to do a special treatment for him because he is too sick. So can I take him with me?" Mother said, "Do whatever you want, whichever treatment you want, please take him and make him all right." So she takes him to Lalita Kund, one place in Nandagaon, gives him bath there, and then they go, all girls come together and take him to another village called Pehnavli. And there they dress him as a prince, as a bridegroom. Then they bring him to another village called Kajarotha on the way to Varsana from there. And they put final shringar, that kajal. All of them decorate his eyes. And finally he is decorated as a beautiful bridegroom prince. And their signals and messages are sent to Radharani, "Ki no more sorry, no more sorrow to be done. Get ready. The same blue boy is being brought in a very well-dressed manner. Please dress her up nicely." She becomes very happy. And they dress her up nicely and they bring her to this forest again, where they had seen each other and fainted. And then from here, Nandagaon side, in a very beautifully dressed manner, Sri Krishna comes. And from this side, the Sakhis bring Radharani in a beautiful dressed manner. And they meet here. So first time, unknown meeting. Second time, known planned meeting. Written, directed, and acted upon, and executed, and produced by Lalita Devi. The whole enactment of the beautiful meeting of Radha and Krishna was directed by none other than Lalita Devi, the first closest friend of Radharani. After that, one day, Radha and Krishna were sitting here. Just sitting here, looking into eyes of one another. So much of love. At that time, the cowherd boys were playing at some distance. And when bumblebee comes in between, say for example, what is your name?
Mika.
Mika, and your name?
Arya.
Say, Arya and Mika are sitting. Like that they were sitting. Please look into the eyes, look into her specs and you look into her eyes. Okay? And in between the bumblebee comes. So naturally what happens when that bumblebee comes in between? You get distracted, you get disturbed. So Radharani got disturbed. And she told Krishna, who's one of the names of Krishna is Madhu. Is that true? One name is Madhu. Another name of, bumblebee also known as Madhu. So she was getting disturbed. Krishna noticed that. And another friend of Krishna is called as Madhu Mangal. Samajh gaya na? So Krishna, who is Madhu, tells Madhu Mangal, "Hey Madhu, take this Madhu away from our situation here, from in between us. Hey Madhu, Madhu ko yahan se bhaga do." So Madhu Mangal comes and chases the bumblebee Madhu away and tells Krishna, मधु हैज गॉन अवे. समझ में आया कुछ? सो नाउ राधा एंड कृष्णा आर सिटिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ इच अदर, बट राधा रानी इन हर इंटॉक्सिकेशन ऑफ लव, इन एक्सटेसी ऑफ लव, फील्स दैट मधु इज गोइंग और मधु हैज गॉन वाइल ही इज राइट इन फ्रंट ऑफ हर. And she starts crying that he has gone. But he's saying, I'm in front of you. Why are you crying? But she couldn't stop crying. And you know how you girls are. You know how you girls are? One girl starts crying, then everybody starts crying. They don't know why, but they still keep crying. Why are you crying? Because she is crying. You ask her why she is crying? Because she is crying. Like everybody cries. Like that Krishna also starts crying. Because he could not bear seeing Radharani crying. So everybody is crying. And with their tears flowing from their eyes, this whole pond is formed. That is called Prem Sarovar. Ye to abhi aadha bhi nahi hai. See, the steps are filled up. We have seen this filled up to this brim. That boy is standing there. Till that point, the whole pond is filled. So this pond is formed by the tears flowing out of ecstasy of love between Radha and Krishna in their eyes. Yes.
Kusum Sarovar was also formed by Radha and Krishna.
Not by tears. Kusum Sarovar was formed by Krishna thumping the ground with his heel, and one ditch was formed, and Krishna invoked Yamuna Devi to come there. And Yamuna Devi came there and filled her waters, and Kusum Sarovar was formed. To wash the flowers which were soiled by falling on the ground. That is Kusum Sarovar. So Prem Sarovar Dham ki, what we can pray here? We are most unqualified to come here in such a beautiful place. There's so much intensity of love here. We can't even understand. How can somebody cry so much that a pond is formed? But Radha and Krishna have so much of love, so much of depth of love. There are many places there are ponds formed of tears. At one place, there's a pond called Mansarovar, beyond Jamuna in Vrindavan, where Radharani got angry because Krishna came late in Raslila, so she just left. And she went beyond Jamuna at one place and cried, and her tears of anger, hot tears of anger, formed one pond called Mansarovar. Few minutes from here, one other pond is there, I can't have time now. Few minutes before from here, one place called Prema Vivala Kund. What is the name of that place? Vivhal. Prema Vivala Kund. That is, out of amazement, Krishna surprised Radharani by becoming a Devi who blinked. You know, he became a Devi and she was worshipping that Devi. And while worshipping, Krishna could not hold his ecstatic emotions. So he blinked. As soon as he blinked, she understood that he is Krishna. Is not Devi. So she laughed, you know, like she in amazement. And in that amazement, in happiness, the tears came out of both of their eyes. And there's one more kund is found there, called Prem Vival Kund. They became overwhelmed with joy, with surprise, with Krishna showed Radharani. Isn't it amazing? This place is amazing place. Many miraculous things are happening over here. There's one place which I visited, called Nandibandi village, where there is Nandi and Bandi, two sister Devi's temple is there. You know something? From the feet of these two Devi's, actual cow ghee is flowing constantly. Constant cow ghee is flowing from the lotus feet of these two Devi's. Even today you can go and see. They collect that ghee and they put in the lamp, and the lamp is burnt all the day there. It is somewhere in deep in forest in near, on the way from Vrindavan to Nandagaon Barsana. Nandi Bandi, very famous place. There are so many miraculous places. One time Krishna came from Dwarka back at the end of his pastime. And that time Gopi said, oh, we heard that when we were in Dwarka, you used to cry for us, remembering us. And with your tears, one river was formed called Gomati. Is that true? He said, yes. So show us that river. So Krishna manifested Gomti Ganga in Koshi. That's Gomti Ganga in the form of pond. Then they said, oh, where you stayed, there was a big ocean, we heard. You reclaimed the land from the ocean and built your Dwarka. How ocean was big. Can you show us the ocean? Please show us. So he manifested Ratnakar Kunda over here. The ocean was manifested in a big, huge pond. These both ponds are there in Koshi. Then Krishna told Ganga Devi, please pour your waters in the middle of Govardhan. My father wants to go and take bath in Ganga and I don't want him to go out of Vrindavan. So Ganga Devi appeared from his heart, sitting on a crocodile with four arms. In front of all the coward boys and coward men and women, she poured her waters in front of their eyes and made a huge ocean-like pond called Mansi Ganga. And then Krishna rode boat pastimes over there. So many beautiful pastimes. So many beautiful places. And gopis told Krishna one day, we know that you are Krishna, Ram, Lord, in Ram, you were Lord Ram last year, last life. You heard that story, no? And then the ocean was formed there. And the bridge was built over there. And they crossed the bridge, went on the opposite side. Sri Lanka was manifested. Ravan came laughing and Sri Krishna, who was in the form of Lord Ram, shot an arrow and killed Ravan. And then they said, open your eyes and close your eyes and open your eyes and close your eyes. And suddenly Krishna Balram, who were Ram and Lakshman, again became Krishna and Balram. But Rameshwar Mahadev, the ocean and the Setubandha bridge and Sri Lanka remained there only. And one time father and mother said, we want to go to Badrinath because we promised to Badrinath that we will take darshan of Badrinath Kedarnath after you were born. Now you are born and also you are growing up, you should fulfill our promise. We want to go to Badrinath. Krishna said, no, I don't like you to go out of Braj. Then what to do? How do you fulfill our promise? You close your eyes. So they closed their eyes. And Krishna said, open your eyes. And he opened their eyes. And then they were right in the middle of Himalayas. In Nar Narayan mountain. And Gangotri and Jamunotri and Badrinath and Kedarnath, everything was there. Suddenly they removed their clothes and took bath in flowing waters. In Harkipedi, in Haridwar, everywhere. And they were so happy. And then the mountain, everything remained there only. That's called Adi Badri and Kedar. From here, it is about 50, 60 kilometers from here, 70 kilometers from here, in Adi, in Kamevan, Rajasthan. So every single place is very miraculously and mysteriously manifested by Krishna in Holy Dham of Vrindavan. Every single place is here. So Vrindavan Dham ki. So please go down.